And in studio now is Judith Sylvester, the longtime professor, 20 years at the Manship School, and she has led the charge over the last few years, perhaps more than a decade, to ban smoking on campus, and a successful effort on her part, but one that is being violated every now and then. And you're here to talk about what's going on. Give us an update. Is the ban working, or are there people still smoking and vaping against the rules? Judith Sylvester.
Well, I want to actually start out by saying tomorrow is Kick Butts Day. And so the reason that we're here today is to start sounding the alarm that parents from middle school kids and high school kids need to be very much aware of this literal explosion of use of e-cigarettes, especially Juul. And that is become a big problem on the LSU campus. So part of what we want to do is prevent it in those lower levels so that when they come to LSU, they're at least aware of the many problems that we have with Juul. So I did do a survey last fall, and we did find that the Juul rate had greatly increased. So in 2015, only about 4% said they were using e-cigarettes, and that is now 27%.
And 27% of the entire student body?
Of the student, yes.
Really?
Yes.
More than a quarter of the students.
Yes. So I'm alarmed. and that's not, you know, that doesn't mean our cigarette problem has gone away either. They're using both. Mm-hmm. And so this semester I was very fortunate, as I was collecting a lot of information about this, to have some students come forward and say, hey, we recognize this problem and we want to deal with it. So that's where mm-hmm. we are.
Well, from aesthetic perspective, vaping certainly isn't as bad as regular smoking, and some people are not as offended by it. So why are you all lathered up about it?
Well, there are a lot of good reasons to be. First of all, Juul, as I said, has been, and others, but mostly Juul, has been allowed to advertise mm-hmm. pretty much unabated. And finally, the FDA has gotten involved with this, and they have taken some steps to try to eliminate it for young people. But they don't talk about the college population in this. So we are trying to fill that niche, too, in terms of being able to educate our students about it. So here's the real issue with them, I think, that kids who are below 25, their brains are still developing.
All right, 877-217-5757. We'll return with Judith Sylvester and students. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. Dr. Judith Sylvester is in the house, professor of mass communication at LSU, and she has brought two students with her, and they're here to talk about National Kick Butts Day. And LSU, of course, has been a smoke-free campus for a few years. When did the ban go in place, Dr. Sylvester?
August 1st, 2014.
August 1st, 2014, a day that you believe is one of the great days in LSU history.
Yeah, and actually back then we thought we were just a year or two away from a new generation that was going to be smoke-free. And then along comes e-cigarettes and blew us out of the water.
She says 27% of the students at LSU are vaping. Now, some students, they do so in college. They're under pressure with finals and the like, peer pressure, you name it, and then they give it up later. You're shaking your head no.
No, it takes 17 years to get, if they are addicted in college, it'll take them 17 years to quit. And that was before we were dealing with e-cigarettes.
It doesn't take everybody 17 years. Maybe that's an average, right? I don't think everybody. Some people quit. But we have two students here who are on the same page as Dr. Sylvester. She's so proud of them. She brought them with her to make the case that LSU should become a totally smoke-free zone, and that means vaping, too. And it's Christina Georgiakopoulos from Atlanta, Georgia. A lot of Georgias there. And Jack Stallard from New Orleans. So let's begin with you, Christina. Why do you believe this is a good idea to ban smoking altogether, including vaping, at the Old War School?
All right. Well, thank you so much for having us. Well, I'm part of an awareness campaign that me and my partner over here, Justin, are leading called Not Cool LSU, and we specifically target the Juul. And we find the Juul very problematic because of just the alarming rates of the statistics that you see. Sylvester mentioned some of them. The amount that students have picked up the bad habit over the past year, nationally the statistic is 78%. So we, even just as students on campus, we see more and more students walking around with the Juul. And if you aren't familiar with what the actual product is, it's a very small incognito e-cigarette with flavored nicotine pods. So I will admit they look very cool, but just the way people use them is problematic. You know, if you smoke a cigarette, it's a much different experience to smoke an e-cigarette. People will sit there all day puffing on it. They'll go to their class, they'll puff on it in class, they'll go to the bathroom. And just another thing we found is that the little awareness people have of the negative effects of nicotine, or even that they contain nicotine. So our campaign is really centered around raising awareness and educating students about what they're getting themselves into.
Do you feel this is affecting you when somebody is puffing away on one of these vaping devices?
In some ways, yes. There's different types of vapes that produce more smoke than others. The Juul doesn't necessarily, but it still is mildly irritating just to be around it. The smell, it can get in your eyes. But
okay. And Jack Stallard from New Orleans is also in-house, another student who I surmise believes just as the professor and Christina do about this. Why?
So I'm actually working with Dr. Sylvester and one of her grad students on a project targeting the LGBTQ community at LSU and smoking, just because the numbers that came out of Dr. Sylvester's survey last year were very high, and the national averages for the overall LGBTQ community
are higher than the national average.
It's not higher than the national average, but the national average is alarming. LGBTQ individuals smoke at rates up to 2.5 times higher than straight adults.
Well, then that would be higher than the national average.
Yes, I'm sorry. and so she reached out to me to see if I wanted to advise on the messaging, because I'm in public relations in the Manship School. And so I have been helping her student, Nicole Butler, sort of craft the messaging and advise on how we should communicate to the community.
Okay. Now, Dr. Sylvester, I on campus during LSU game days, during football season, I see people just outright smoking on that campus during game days. Wouldn't you much rather have them vaping than smoking?
No, I don't want them doing either. And that's always been my goal, but it's very hard to control the Saturdays, and we've talked about it a lot about how to do it. But the athletic department has really got to find a way to enforce it, and they do in the stadium, at least in the areas that I sit in. And actually, the people who sit with me will actually turn around and point to people who try to light up in the stadium. The problem is that e-cigarettes is not the answer, because there's purely nicotine. Well, not purely, because there are a lot of other chemicals in that vape that they're discovering. And so it can affect people just like secondhand smoke. It doesn't stop anything. And I don't think too many people can even make a case that it helped them stop smoking. And, of course, what we're worried about is that it's now encouraging a lot more kids to start at a point in time when we were almost had it licked. And, you know, along comes the e-cigarettes, and it's so easy. Parents may not see it. And that's really the message I want to get today is on Kick Butts Day tomorrow, talk to your kids about this. There are plenty of resources. There's a lot on YouTube, so you can show them little videos that talk about the issues. There's a lot of websites, the CDC, the FDA, the Surgeon Generals. They all have information about how to talk to your kids about this.
I just wanted to add, too, it might be a little strange to see students fighting against smoking cigarettes. You know, we're the ones supposed to be rebelling against these sorts of policies. But our group has identified through research that the role big tobacco has played in advertising and what an influence it has had over finding replacement smokers, as they call them, people to pick up the habit each year just for the longevity of their industry. So I think once you find out some more specifics about just the way that they operate and the political mess they've created and the amount of money they've spent just trying to hook people to get people on this addiction, I think that's another huge red flag for students just looking at the way that we're being like used as pawns.
Dr. Sylvester, Holly in the Garden District asked what you would do, and maybe it's happened, if a student in your class lit up. What would you do now?
Well,
would you call the cops?
No, but I haven't actually had one in my classroom, but I've had them in my building and on the steps leading up, and I always stop and say, you know, we have this policy.
Water gun, maybe.
Well, it doesn't work with e-cigarettes. So.
It might.
So that's not my approach. My approach is to let's educate them. Let's have a real program on the LSU campus that educates these students about what they're doing to themselves and to others. It is a public health issue, and we need to treat it like that. It's also an addiction, and we need to treat it like that, too. And as a society, we've fallen far short on that. But we still have far more preventable deaths from tobacco-related diseases than anything else, opioids, guns, anything. But we don't treat it like that.
All right. Well, a listener, perhaps with tongue firmly implanted in cheek, Kevin says, thank God we have a president who's a non-smoker.
Okay.
Jenny at LSU. Hi, Jenny. You're on Talk Louisiana.
I just wanted to say how incredibly excited I am to hear about this initiative. I'm actually a staff member. I work with freshmen. And to walk past the library, Middleton Library, every day, and you're just bombarded with just smoke clouds, it's really frustrating. And I've actually called campus police a couple of times and was told this is a student-led initiative and that the students would have to approach the individuals who are smoking and request that they stop. I mean, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. We're asking students to confront other students regarding something that obviously both sides are pretty passionate about. So I'm just really happy to hear about this, and I will definitely be reaching out to see how I can get involved more.
Thank you. It's definitely going to be a huge problem working on enforcement of the policy, especially as I noted that e-cigarettes are very incognito and people use them in all sorts of situations you wouldn't expect. So we're really aimed at changing just the social element of it and how trendy it is and trying to reassociate it with smoking cigarettes, because I definitely believe a lot of people who use e-cigarettes would never pick up a traditional cigarette. It's all just about the trend and the fad.
Can the Student Government Association do anything?
Yes, actually, tomorrow evening, I am a member of the Student Senate, and I authored a resolution calling on the Student Senate, the Faculty Senate, and the Staff Senate to create a joint advisory committee that would comprise students and faculty and staff just to discuss how we can enforce it, how we can raise awareness about it, and how we can educate students. So I'm excited about that.
And I'm going to do the same in our Faculty Senate meeting tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Ed, do you have support? I bet some of your faculty, fellow faculty members, actually smoke.
Well, of course. Our thing with them, I'm not really wanting to focus on them right now. We can save that for another time. But the students are what is urgent to me, and I think there will be support for dealing with the students.
What kind of punishment should there be?
Well, I actually want them to put together a permanent committee that would deal with these things like the trends and like looking at what we need to do with punishment. Students have told me they're not going to quit unless there's a fine attached to it. But the Act 211 that made it mandatory for us to have a policy doesn't have that kind of teeth in it. So we need to make some changes. I also want to say, though, that the state legislature probably will be taking up raising the age of smoking to age 21.
Got to roll. But thank you very much.